I am from Somalia and came to United States in 1999. There is the story or a mantra that was given to me one time that I follow. If you invite two insects in your house, that is a house fly and a bee. If you invite them and tell them, "Get into my house, eat whatever you can eat," ask yourself, where will the bee go to first? The bee will be going where there's perfume, where there's water, where there's sugar, to the bedroom. The house fly will go directly to places that you not love, to the restroom, to the dirty places, to the garbage. And after the day is over, they're all satisfied. Just bring them to the table and ask them, "How do you feel?" They will all tell you, "May God bless you. Thank you very much. We've eaten from your house." Then ask them the second question, "How is my house?" The bee will mention all the beautiful things in your house, whereas the house fly will mention all the negative stuff in your house, right? You will not love when the house fly opens the mouth. And so, the choice, the first choice of the house fly was negative. And so, whatever that will come from the mouth of the house fly will be negative. And the other thing, which is another good lesson, is the bee. And so, the bee had a positive choice, and whatever that came out of its mouth is positive. I don't want to be a house fly. I want to think like a bee. And so, one that I know humans, wherever they live, there's something to like and something to hate. But I want to choose the best, which is what I like about the United States that you do not have in the other parts of the world. People talk much about success, independence, liberty, cultural aspects. But I will say the best thing that I have learned from this country that no any other nation have it is the Constitution, whereby your rights is defended. It may take years to defend it, but you have that opportunity to defend your speech, to defend your right to liberty, and to be who you want to be. Yes, somebody can say, "Oh, we don't want hijab. Oh, we don't want these Muslims." But the truth is, that constitution will defend you however it may be. And so you can get equal rights in terms of the law. Maybe you may not get justice because it's humans who are doing it. But the truth is, there's no any other nation has that. And that's why U.S. is a superpower. To say the truth, racism is here in United States. It's too unfortunate that it will be existing. You may think that they are thinking they are not racist, but they are racist to the core. And not because they want to be racist, it is because the environment has been putting them into that situation. But the only thing that racism can be solved with is you stop, think, and ask yourself, talk to yourself, who am I? And how am I impacting everyday life in everywhere? And so, to be a black, it means you are not a racist. No, you can be a racist while you're black. You can be a racist while you're in the minority line. What should be done is, first of all, people to think, who am I? And that is impacting our schools. Urban schools, most of the teachers are white, female, from rural areas. And so how can you teach what you don't know? And so the expectation is their life is what these people should be taught. And the experience of these individuals is totally different experience that has been created by centuries. And this is one of the thing that I will say the refugees are introduced to. Because of safe, secure, and affordable housing, they end up in the urban areas. and they end up in the urban schools. And as a result of their trauma and their past experiences, they're introduced to centuries of, how will I put it, people who have been underprivileged. And as a result of that, a refugee has a higher obstacle to get out of their own and to be able to lift the community they came with so that they can end up. For example, here in Kansas City, you'll find the places that were abandoned, the houses were abandoned, were bought by the refugees, and they started doing some malls, they started doing some business there. And I think it's a positive thing, but it's a strong wave to lift yourself up from. One of the things that I have been thinking, and in fact I will be doing the plan right now, is how to pay back to United States. Although I do it secretly, but right now I want the refugees to participate, and the migrants, and anybody who came into this nation, either through the heart or anybody, you know. But the whole concept is, as refugees, we have been helped, and so we want to help. And so now we are starting a food and kitchen, and we want to start it small and then elaborate it. And we are starting with the veterans right now. And so we'll be feeding some of the veterans who will be in the streets, and so that we can give them transportation. And refugees who are taxi drivers, who are Uber drivers, will participate in this. And so whoever who wants will be driving from there, the food will be prepared. So we're starting with veterans, and as we grow, we'll be pulling more people. And so this becomes as a pay. And this is how we introduce to individualism. And so that's part of the community that we have to pay back also to the community. And taking the both positive of communal society and the positive of individual, so that we become the best, right? And so that's one of the things. You asking me about my education, I still do not know what I will do with it. But my hope is to do a lot of research and be able to help a lot of children in the world. And I always think of going bigger impacts, but I do not want to be, you know, thinking small too. And so I will start small, but I also want to think big.